Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, according to a McKinsey Global Institute report, 39 million SMEs in Southeast Asia lacked access to financial support, despite contributing to 40% of the region's GDP. The situation is more challenging for SMEs that require trade financing solutions because they're likely to be deemed by banks as low profit generators.
Well, a recent International Chamber of Commerce study shows closing the trade finance gap by attracting a more non-bank capital will be the most pressing trade-related issue in the next 3 to 5 years.
To address these concerns, Singapore-based fintech startup Finaxa recently announced a partnership with Global E-Trade Services, a global trade platform company. So Finaxa's co-founder and executive director, Dr. Tan Sien Wee, is here to share more. Dr. Tan, thanks for coming. So tell us more about the state of SME financing in Singapore. How easy or difficult is it for SMEs to access proper financing?
First off, thank you for having me here. Generally, any SME that has a track record of less than 3 years will find it very difficult to get any kind of financing from financial institution because they are deemed to have not enough track record for, you know, proper analysis by banks.
Whether or not they're profitable, doing well.
Yes, they'll find it very difficult. They'll find it very difficult. And the second thing is that trade lines are generally not available to companies with a annual revenue of $2 million or less. So small traders will find it extremely difficult to get financing of any kind.
And Dr. Tan, maybe you could give us an idea. What is the amount that SMEs usually need to raise? I mean, give us a range.
Imagine the more the merrier.
Yes, but I think realistically, you'd be looking at roughly 40% of their... of whatever trade it is that they're doing. So of their turnover, 40% of turnover would be a good number.
And which avenues do they typically take?
The first line of defense, or rather money sourcing, will always be a bank. And they'll go to the bank and try that. Then the second line would be either personal finances or family. And the third line would be alternate financiers. So but generally...
Well, what do you mean by alternate financiers?
That means institutions that are not necessarily banks, but are able to loan monies. There have been some that have been operating in Singapore for decades, for example. And there are alternate sources of capital right now from peer-to-peer financiers. Finaxa is not a peer-to-peer financier. We lend from our own balance sheets. And we do that with a lot more technology.
And Dr. Tan, why else is it difficult for them to access financing? I mean,
a couple of reasons. First of all, if you, let's say, take a look at banks. Now, banks have a lot of money and they have the cheapest cost of capital, which is all of us putting our deposits in. Now, the issue with that is that if you're a bank and you have a lot of money, you'd want to make a lot of it work, right? And so, for example, if you have one officer or two officers spending time to give a loan out of, let's say, 500,000 or a million, it's not very efficient for a bank to have a lot of that. You'd want to go after bigger deals.
Okay.
And so that is part of the issue. And the only way that Finaxar sees how to solve this problem is by using a lot of automation in terms of technology to address all the smaller scale of capital that needs to go out.
And all SMEs face this challenge, you reckon?
Yes.
Whether they go to banks or
financing. They go to banks, and if they're less than 3 years in operation, it's going to be very difficult for them. And especially if their revenues are also of the small kind for trade financing, less than 2 million, it is a challenge.
So not necessarily all SMEs, actually, because the segment's quite fragmented.
Yes,
too.
It's
there
very
are large
fragmented.
SMEs, micro SMEs. Okay.
Well, we're talking to Finaxa's co-founder and executive director, Dr. Tan Sien Wee. Dr. Tan, what are the alternative financing options currently available, and how can fintech help to alleviate these challenges?
Primarily by using technology to analyze data and to respond really quickly to any kind of customer queries, and even to make decisions faster. So our typical turnaround time is 72 hours, for example, from the time that we get all the information that we have to the time of making a decision. All of our customer support is geared around that so that we respond very fast to customer queries. So if a customer literally says, hey, you know, I need to pay my staff, right, within an hour after I put in the request, then that's looked into very fast, and then we can make a decision very fast and fund the companies really quickly, which they really appreciate. right?
Do you reckon fintech companies like yourselves, FinXR, who are providing alternative options, will replace banks?
No, I don't think that's...
Oh, come on, why not?
I don't think that's realistic. Purely because, you know, again, right, they are the cheapest cost, right, in terms of capital. You have to run it like a business and, you know, with any business, their costs. Their costs of capital are the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any other company working outside of that would need to compete in different ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So where we complement the banks is in using technology to automate the financing of a large number of customers at much smaller volumes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So not a competitor to financial institutions?
No, in fact, we are working together with financial institutions right now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we're working with Cathay Financial Holdings and Indovina Bank in Vietnam. So putting our systems to work in the financial institutions.
Mm-hmm. Let's dive more into FinXR. How do you feel the gap with the SME lending space? What do you think?
In terms of how we are seeing our business grow, it's been very healthy. We've grown to 68 people right now, and we're continuing to grow. And our demand is increasing. There are a lot of different avenues and ecosystems that we're targeting right now because we want to, our goal quite fundamentally is to change the way how small business financing is done for all the SMEs out there.
Them's fighting words, Dr. Tan.
We try. We have to basically aspire to goals, you know, to get somewhere.
Well, Dr. Tan Xian Wee, FinXR's co-founder and executive director, thank you very much for coming into the studio today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me here.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.